We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with two-time CCMA award winner, Shane Chisholm. So welcome, Shane.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're in Clareholme, Alberta. You were born in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and we're playing a really interesting country tune of yours right now, Christmas in the Country, and that's based on an experience.
Yeah, we used to celebrate Christmas at our cottage there when I was growing up outside of Sault Ste. Marie, but it was like difficult getting there. We had to drive for several miles, then we had to take a train, and it just dropped us off at a mile on the tracks, and then we started up our skidoos and our toboggans and all that stuff and drove our skidoos into the bush, and that's where we went and dug our cottage out, because usually the snow was up to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good old-fashioned ice fishing and outhouses and the whole nine yards.
Wow, so you decorated your own tree and everything, too, and made your gifts, was it? Or?
Yeah, we made our gifts, and my mother would make our clothes that we would wear on Christmas Day, too.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so you did this more than once, then. It was like a tradition with your family.
Yeah, it was just something, it's memories that I'll never forget, so I thought it'd be really cool to write it in a song there, and I had my friend Jake Matthews help me out with that.
So that's great. So she made all your clothes. How many kids were in your family?
There's four of us.
Okay.
And our parents.
Wow, that's a big job.
Yeah.
So it really made you appreciate Christmas more, I guess.
Oh, for sure. Definitely family has a lot to do with the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of gifts did she make?
Well, things out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be later on in life, I've made my own guitars, and I've always been into that, making things.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. You perform, you sing, you write your songs, and on top of that, you create some of your own musical instruments.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that over the years. Me and my friends, that like to make instruments. The latest one, which we did, was the Chevy Astro gas tank bass that we made, and we've got an award from it from the CCMA, so we're really happy about that.
that's great. I didn't even know the CCMA gave an award for different instruments.
Yeah, they had a category for special instrument of the year, so when we got that, there was other things like saxophone, and like the saxophonist that was playing with Johnny Reed was nominated, and they had mandolin players, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's nice of them to honor people who play different instruments, and it was also nice of them to accept a gas tank, you know, which I got at a rec yard, was accepted as an award winner.
Yeah, talk about recycling.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty neat. Okay. Now, your music is described as a cross between country roots and Americana?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of mixed. It's a little over the map, and
mm-hmm.
just like to make music, and we don't really have a label for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a music lover myself, too, so I love a lot of different kinds of music, and when I'm trying to express myself, it kind of comes out in different ways.
Do most of your songs come from past experiences?
Past experiences, and also experiences of other people that I know, too. I secretly put them in my songs.
Okay. Now, did you grow up in a musical family? Was that part of your Christmas, too? Musical
instruments
and stuff?
My mother was a singer. She loved to sing, and
mm-hmm.
and years ago, she worked in a country bar when we were just little kids, she would put us on the stage. She'd dress us up in Western clothes and put us on the stage. And I always sang the bass because I had the low voice even when I was like 2 years old.
Oh, that must have been a lot of fun. Certainly got you used to your future, too.
Yeah, I had no idea. I just loved doing that. And then years later, I didn't realize I'd be doing it. So.
When did it become your passion, your career?
I think after I left high school.
All right. That's pretty early then.
Yeah, I just pursued it. I loved it. I, you know, everybody has this thing that they love. And then you just go for it, and you spend several years of your life trying to make it happen,
mm-hmm.
and hone your craft, because it's definitely a craft. Music is definitely a craft.
Definitely, and there's so much competition out there, too.
Oh, for sure, because there's so many people out there who love doing it, and there's mm-hmm. so many people that are really good at it as well.
Okay. Now, you were welcomed into the Old Publishing family with a single-song publishing deal, which was won at the 2009 CCMA Awards.
Yeah, like, it's a really interesting concept that Old Publishing puts on every year. They've been putting it on every year at the Country Music Awards. They set up a room, and they set it up like a ball diamond. They have
okay.
fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the first base, they have listener stations. They have like a CD player with headphones, and then they have members of their company. So first base, they would have like members of their Toronto division, and then second base would be members of their Nashville division, and third base would be people up in the company, and until you get to the home run, which is the president of the company, and then the company lawyer to sign a deal with you right there on the spot.
That's pretty interesting.
So basically anybody off the street, if you're aware of it, can pre-register.
Wow.
And get an opportunity to get an industry professional to look at your music and possibly sign you on the spot.
Okay. Well, that's a great opportunity.
Oh, it sure is, and it's great that they offer that to people. They've been, for the last 3 years in a row that I know of, they've been signing songs. They've, probably about three or four different writers have gotten these opportunities.
Okay. What was the song?
It's called Kicking Up Dust.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
actually,
familiar.
Actually releasing it in January. I'm just re-recording it because we've been playing it live for the last year, and it's kind of evolved into something different. I sing it higher and stuff. So right now we're just re-recording it and just trying to make it the best it possibly can be.
Excellent idea.
Yeah.
Now, your debut album, Hitchhiking Buddha, is that the debut one?
Yeah, that's my first one, and right now I was actually just working on it right now on my second CD.
Okay, wow. So Hitchhiking Buddha, that's a great CD, and we have a copy of it here, and I think we have a few songs on the playlist on a regular rotation, too. So when was that launched?
That was officially launched through Fontana North in April. Yeah, in April it was officially launched, and we've been really blessed to get some nice reviews. I just got one in today from a Maverick magazine in the UK.
Okay.
They gave us a really nice CD review. We've had Canadian reviews, like Winnipeg Free Press has given us a really nice review, and we've been very honored to get reviews from people.
Yeah, it's certainly encouraging. Country music very popular all over the world now.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Like, we're looking forward to traveling all over the world and
Good.
Trying to spread our little brand of country music.
Good. Now, you were nominated for Country Recording of the Year, the CD, I guess, and also Album Design of the Year for the CD.
Yeah, Ryan McKenna did the album graphics. He's really good, and I tried a different concept. I wanted kind of like cartoonish graphics to depict some of the stories of the songs. So we have a six-panel. We sell it in six panels, and there's certain stories of the songs that are illustrated. It's really cool.
That is cool. Really, that's great. So definitely working hard and coming a long ways too. So do you plan to tour over the world?
Yeah, well, right now we're just trying to work on a European tour right now. And then in the meantime, we're just trying to get across Canada as much as we can. I know we just received a showcase for Canadian Music Fest in Toronto this year, so we're really excited about that, and waiting to hear back about South by Southwest, which is in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
These big showcases, new opportunities.
Definitely a lot of opportunities then for 2011 coming up.
Yeah, so we're just happy that people are opening up the door for us, because I know it's very competitive out there and so much talent, so we're just very, very happy that, you know, we're getting these opportunities, so we're going to exercise them to the fullest.
Good. I imagine your family's very excited for you too.
Yeah, they're all very proud, and there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes that people don't normally see. But it's nice to see these opportunities and these things happen, and you kind of like the hard work gets recognized. You know,
right.
You know.
Well, definitely a lot of hard work in there, definitely paying off. Very talented musician you are. Okay, so you're working on your next CD already, and you've got definitely a few projects lined up for 2011. So how about the holidays? You going to take some time off?
Yeah, we got the week off. We're all going to spend it together with the family, and we're going to drive up to Edmonton and just have a good old time.
Good. Any bit of a part of the Christmas in the country tradition still living on, or...?
A little bit. There's we do have some of the similar things that we do that we've been doing for years. But I know in our promo there we have myself and my son for the single Christmas in the Country. We're sitting there reading. I'm wearing like a Santa hat and he's wearing like an elf hat. And that's one thing that we have to wear when we're distributing our presents.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Good. So we can look up Shane Chisholm on YouTube, and we'll probably get to that then. And you have a website. Would you like to give the address for that?
It's uh, ShaneChisholm.com. That's ShaneChisholm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's one, ShaneChisholm.homestead.com, too. And I guess you're on Facebook, too?
Yep, Facebook and Twitter. And
wow.
I guess anything that's out there.
So anybody can just hook on and keep track of what you're doing and all the things coming up, and definitely buy a copy of the album, too.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate that.
Good. Well, we thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, as Shane?
Well, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, that's for sure.
Definitely Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Christmas in the country, it's just about a mile away. We'll be riding down the valley in a Portland Cutter one-horse sleigh. Singing jingle bells neath the northern lights, I tell you there ain't nothing like Christmas in the country. There's a little log cabin, a little out of town, with miles, nothing around. Santa seems to find us way out here. I could see the whole family gathered round the tree, hanging painted pine cones, popcorn strings. The smell of shortbread's in the air. It's my favorite time of year. Christmas in the country, it's just about a mile away. We'll be riding down the valley in a Portland Cutter one-horse sleigh. Singing jingle bells neath the northern lights, I tell you there ain't nothing like Christmas in the country. Christmas in the country. When the dishes and the presents are all put away, we spend the day outside skating on the lake. Some ice fishing, it's a family tradition. When the sun goes down and gets real cold, we'll be warming up in our holiday home. Pecan pie and apple cider, telling stories by the fire. Christmas in the country, it's just about a mile away. We'll be riding down the valley in a Portland Cutter one-horse sleigh. Singing jingle bells neath the northern lights, I tell you there ain't nothing like Christmas in the country. Christmas in the country. Christmas in the country.